5 seconds, three. What are you talking about?
We started the show. Oh my God, you suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to a very quirky start of another Fresh and Fit episode. I'm your host, Chad, with this guy over here, Hog Hauling
James. Yeah, you see me?
James Abrams.
You know, only hogs I haul is heavy weights, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't lift. I don't drive no Harley. I would if I could, you know what I'm saying? That'd be the only motorcycle I use, you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't rock with one of those ninjas. If I could, I would definitely have a hog. But right now, the hogs I got.
That might be the most tangent-ridden intro we've ever had on the show. We also have a very special guest. Folks, we are set up on Zoom today. Because we have in the spirit of remote learning, we got a remote episode with our very own Tatiana Lampa, New York City based trainer. Tatiana, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. I'm already having so much fun. Yeah. Just we didn't even get started.
Oh, we got started.
We did get started, but it's been fun watching you guys. Your dynamic is really cool.
So how do you like New York? I was there for about a year. I stayed in Manhattan. How do you like New York?
So I am born and raised. I've been here for like almost 30 years. Oh, wow. And the pandemic made me not love New York. So that's why I'm moving. I'm moving down to Florida. It sucks for New York City fitness. Like the weather is just, it's cold. We can't do outdoor fitness. Like things are starting to open up now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I heard L.A. kind of have, their governor, Newsom's kind of shut them down. You know what I'm saying?
Double masking it.
Yeah, double mask. Yeah. What is that? Why would I wear a double mask, bro? You don't want me to breathe at all?
You want me to die to keep from dying.
To die? You want me to die to keep from dying, bro?
Help me.
I'm going to die from plastic.
Hey, don't die from this. Die from this that the FDA hasn't approved.
You know what I'm saying? So you out here, but I love New York though, man. I had a good time. I was out there for about a year, like I said, training with this guy, another prince, you know what I'm saying?
So, oh my God, where how do you prince get this dropping. Client? How man, do you get these clients? Send them over.
You just are prince dropping today.
I'm not prince dropping. I'm prince dropping. I can't say any names because non-disclosures or whatever, but I got him because I used to be partnered with a guy, Ron Everline, Just Train. He trains Kevin Hart.
Those guys. Yes.
Yeah. That's with one of my former business partner. We used to work together, and so we used to like just train all these celebrities and stuff like that. So that's pretty, you know what, cool. Though, it's cool, but I'm so blue collar. Like I'm such a blue collar guy. Like it's hard for me to like deal with the divaness of celebrities and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm so like, I respect people who get it out the mud, who grind, I respect factory workers, people who go plow the field. I respect that so much that the divaness of some of these people makes my Agent Orange act up. You know what I'm saying?
And Devo-ness.
Devo-ness. It's all like so
the
like
Devo sometimes.
Like every Divas. Like even like the space we're in now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like we're privy to meet and know a lot of like celebrities and stuff, but then to me it's like they always come with some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like for instance, I don't know if you ever dealt with this, Tatiana, but they always come with some, hey, you train me and then I'm gonna post you on my Instagram. No, cut a check, motherfucker.
I rather get paid than a shout out. Yeah. Because who knows? Like you don't even, it's not guaranteed that you're gonna get a new client and then you still have to train them and sell them at the same time. So it's like still a process. So yeah, I'd rather just get paid.
Yeah. You ever dealt with that though? A trainer, a celebrity kind of like treating you like that? You never dealt with that?
No. Oh my God. Thank God. I don't know. How did you deal with that?
I just told them, kick rocks. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, here's my fee and this is it. It's not like I'm even like asking for crazy prices. Here's a fair price, fair market value on my services. So yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, so you want me to come to where you're at, be, you know what I'm saying, accessible to you at all times. Bro, okay, I got you, but you got to pay me. I'm not going to be doing this for a shout out on Instagram.
Yeah, that's silly.
But some people come up that way. Yeah. I think it really depends though.
I think it depends on what people have allowed and have tolerated too. So people will come or allow or have people come at them a specific way if it's been allowed. You know what I mean? And you might have been one of the few people to put your foot down.
Oh, so you're saying that the person has been able to do that repeatedly to people.
I think in most,
probably get free service for other stuff.
I think in most areas of life, people will do what they can get away with.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not all people, but I think certain people and what people, tolerate. Until someone says, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah. So one of the reasons you're on here is I know you're moving from NYC to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Going from the busyness, hurriness of NYC, man, which is I thought it was a terrible city, but it's actually a beautiful city.
Oh, no, it's wonderful.
It's a wonderful city.
Where in New York are you?
I'm in Queens.
Okay. Queens, oh, yes, yes.
I love the city.
To be loved. In the movie. All right, so you're going from there, but you have this program that you're launching, or that...
Training app.
Your training app, Move Better, right? Okay, so Move Better. What's the difference between, you would say, moving... Like, me and you, we moving. I'm running. What's the difference between moving and moving better? Did she freeze that phone?
I think she froze.
No, wait. You guys froze. Do you hear me?
Oh, okay. Froze. Boom. We both froze. It's okay.
I hope you didn't just give us, like...
Oh, because like, I'm like, what's moving? And then you stop moving.
I'm like, James, you offended our guest already. She's in shock.
She's already out. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. What were you saying about moving?
Tell us about Move Better, basically.
Yeah. So Move Better is my 12-week signature program. And I really focus on, again, moving better. And people are like, how is that even possible? So the way that you're sitting down, are you hunching and rounding your shoulders? The way you walk, like, are you walking with your toes out? Like, do you look like a clown? Do you have like low back pain? Do you have hip pain? Sorry, I just said that and you guys will die by that. People, again, low back pain is why I created the program, because 80% of my clients were like, I have low back pain. I was like, why is everyone having low back pain? And it's 80% of Americans suffer from low back pain. And that is bizarre. And that's crazy. Mm. So I wanted to make sure I was creating a program that was focusing on strengthening your glutes, your core, being functional instead of just like doing a random program and you get random results. So my goal was, one, to decrease low back pain and get you strong, and then two, get you stronger and moving better. Like after the 12 weeks, like I want you to leave me and feeling 10 times better than you did by week one.
You have this motto that I think you kind of just touched on: movement is medicine. Mm-hmm. I think that's key, because I think especially we live in a day and age where like everyone, you're getting thrown all these medications and you know, maybe even as far as surgery or being incapable of doing certain movements because of their condition. Mm-hmm. So like, where did this idea of movement as medicine, how did that get inspired?
Oh my gosh, I love just hearing movement is medicine. So like you said, like we're being thrown medicine like from our doctors left and right. And I think that we just constantly keep masking the pain. And the more we keep masking the pain, we'll never get better. We'll never be at our full potential or what we actually were before pain started. Yeah. So movement, like let's say your knee hurts. All right, you're like, oh, I can't do anything. Let me just lay in bed. Okay, you're laying in bed for that one day. Now you're gonna start having low back pain. Now, day two, you're like, oh, I still can't move. I'm gonna stay home from work and I'm not gonna do anything. Now the pain is just getting worse. When in actuality, stand up, move. You need to add movement. You actually just need to strengthen your body, strengthen the muscles. And, you know, I think people always talk about like, I have weak knees. I was like, do you? Do you actually have weak knees? Or you have bad knees? Like, I'm tired of hearing that analogy or saying like, I can't do something because I have bad knees. No, you're just weak and you need to get stronger. You need to go to the gym. You need to start lifting and moving your body. The more time you spend not being proactive with your body, the more you're putting yourself at higher risk of God knows what, like of higher injuries. And, you know, if someone does have an injury and they go to a physical therapist, and a really good physical therapist will like tell you yes or no if the surgery is going to be beneficial for you or not. And majority of the time, PTs say it's not beneficial. Like they're just doing the surgery and then you come back to PT and it didn't do anything for you. So instead of doing the surgery, start rehabbing the body and start taking care of it. And then from there, you're going to see a huge change.
Question. So, what made you focus on movement? I see you work out. You have a nice physique. You look like a model. You know what I'm saying? Like a model. What made you focus more on movement than just aesthetics? Like most people, you know what I'm saying? Most trainers come out the game. It's like, I can get you ripped in 30 days. Here's the program. You know what I'm saying? Like, what made you say, you know what? Movement's my thing.
Yeah, I think I wanted to stay away from too much of aesthetics. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, abs are real nice. A nice ass is really nice too. And like, I think it really just to talk about, okay, stronger glutes instead of like a nice ass, you know? I'm like always saying building the booty, but I'm building the booty to have stronger power so I can perform better. Like I can run better, just overall perform better. But I like talking about movement so people can get out of their head and feeling the pressure of like the media. Like we're constantly comparing ourselves. So let's start talking about like, no, I actually feel really good. And if I feel good, my body is going to listen to it. And I'm going to start looking at it like, wow, I look hot. Like I feel amazing and I'm going to have a different talk to myself.
Yeah, Chad. So you know what? Eat your Taco Bell. You can eat your Taco Bell and fast food. You look good, man. And you move amazing, okay? You're a little stiff in the shoulders, but besides that, you move good.
Let me tell you something. Since I ease up on CrossFit, I know who I'm a lot looser in my shoulders. And you are not, bro. We already discussed this the other day.
What?
You can't scratch the middle of your back.
You're crazy.
Do it right now.
Boom.
No, over top.
Boom. Shut your mouth.
Oh, stop.
Shut your mouth.
At least he knows who the boss is.
Whatever.
Tatiana, you know, I'm in that 80%. I've had several times where I've had sciatic issues. And
who was that?
Sciatic?
Who was that?
Sciatic? You know what? Speaking of verbiage, cycling has helped me. And,
yes.
And staying away from this dude.
fired him?
He hasn't even hired me to fire me. And you got those silly glasses.
They're blue light reducing glasses. So I'm protecting my eyes.
I need to start wearing mine again. So
Are you a blue light glass wearer or are you a prescription wearer?
Both. Blue light during the day, but not right now. And then regular glasses at night.
Do you do contacts?
Yep.
Are you doing contacts primarily due to your fitness level, like working out?
Yes. Yeah.
I've never been able to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like things would change
if you wear contacts.
Yeah.
I saw some of your workouts, man. You're pretty intense, like not intense, but you can do a lot of different movements. You know what I'm saying? You're pretty.
Yeah. Like you have no limitation when you have something here. And like, also, if you're wearing a mask, like, aren't you fogging up at the gym?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Try contacts.
Yeah. Speaking of movement, Tatiana, you have a video. It's either a video or a picture of you doing one of my most arch nemesis ridden movements.
What's that?
Would
you test her?
Oh, gosh, let me hear it.
No. Pistol squats.
Pistol.
Oh, okay.
I cringe when I. Like if it's in a workout,
bro. I had to do
it. It's been across.
Remember, it was in an open last 2 years ago. Oh man, but I found a little way to start doing them. You know what I'm saying? To bounce into it. I used to bounce into my pistol squats,
and that helped. Use a swag.
So that's talent. If you're bouncing into it, that's talent.
No, that's the only way I could do them.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't do it. I haven't been able to do it.
Yeah.
Are you? Now I did also see you. Are you a whoop wearer?
I was just in the red zone yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And I'm trying to get back up because the second you drink, the whoop is like red zone, you need to go to sleep, don't do anything. So that was me yesterday.
What's like one of your higher strain levels?
Oof, I think maybe even like a 17. I think that's my highest. Nice.
Me and James are competing for a while.
Yeah, I think we got to 18, 19.
I got up to 20 like once.
Yeah, I got to 19.
Wow.
I was running, cycling, and then like would sometimes do a CrossFit workout.
So. Yeah, man. He didn't work out as hard as me. I felt my workouts were harder, but Woot was just racist.
Racist?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I just don't know. I think it's racist.
So we just promoted Woot, and now you're trying to start it. So, Tatiana, we're still working on the whole, plugging something properly.
No. Actually, you know we love the Whoop, man. Come on.
Whoop, there it is. I am taking a break from wearing it.
I'm taking a break, too, because I'm too involved in it. Like, it makes me like, bro, I'm like, I ain't sleeping enough. I ain't drinking enough water. I'm going crazy.
But do you think, I want to ask you guys, do you think it's actually accurate with our recovery?
Yes. I think it's pretty accurate.
I probably allow it to tell me to confirm when I don't want to really work out that hard. I'm 30% recovered. I'm gonna ease up today.
But
I don't know.
But you know, I always outwork whatever they say anyway. You know what I'm saying? But I just be like, maybe I should get more sleep. Maybe I should take a nap. Especially when I was in Saudi, bro. Because their schedule, they're nocturnal. So.
Yeah,
they did everything at night, and I would try to do things during the day. It was just crazy, bro. I never really got any sleep. So,
what's your sleep like?
I've been sleeping more than ever now during the pandemic because I do not take any 6 a.m. clients. I don't have to wake up. Like before the pandemic, I was waking up at 4:30 in the morning, and I was teaching 6 a.m. classes, and I would come home at like 10 p.m. And it was just like nonstop, like 5 to 6 days a week. And now that pandemic, all of us, like I'm sure every trainer feels this way, but like we are not taking any more 6 a.m. clients. Like I'm done. I'll take a 7. Give me a 7 a.m. client, I'll be happy with. Yeah. So I've been sleeping way more.
Nice. Melatonin. I feel like a plug for melatonin is
new. Oh, bro. I give my daughter melatonin at night. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't there baby melatonin?
Yeah, baby melatonin. 1 milligram. Melatonin Marley, baby. I give it to her every night. Goodness. You know what I'm saying? You only do it for like 14 days in a row or something like that.
So you go 13 and then you skip and then you start over.
I'll go 14 on and take a week off and put it back on. You know what I'm saying?
Your daughter's going to walk into first grade wobbling.
No, not at all. Man, you've been around her, bro. She's 100% all the time.
She's 100% Marley.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Like,
how old is she?
You know how people be 20-something, 22 months, you know, or something like that.
Okay. Oh, what is she?
Yeah, something like that. She'll be 2 in June.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 22-ish.
22-ish, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, she's a big, healthy baby.
Tatiana, you've been in fitness for some 15 years or so, right? 15 plus years.
15 years? How old am I? No.
You know what? I'm looking at this since you were 17 years old. I need to start reading Dr. Seuss again.
Did you play any sports?
Yeah. So I like literally played sports my entire life. And in high school, I was like into volleyball, competitive dance, and then cheer. And then college, I was like, all right, I got to move my body. So I was a college cheerleader. And then I transferred school, became a college competitive dancer. And then after college, I was like, what is life without moving? Here we are.
So how tall are you?
Oh my God. Can you guys guess?
I'm going to say 5'5".
Would I be cheating if I said higher or lower?
No. I'm not going to say anything, but I want to hear.
5'4".
I'm 5'2".
5'2".
I'm pretty sure.
That was going to be my
easiest. Because I'm trying to, because you said you play volleyball and you dance. I'm like, because volleyball women are tall.
Yeah, what were you?
They're tall. I was the shortest one.
What position did you play?
Spotter?
I was libero and setter.
Setter. That's the position. Setter.
Such a cool name, libero.
Libero?
Libero is pretty cool.
What do you do as a libero?
She just told you.
No.
Libero, you're only in the back row, and you never hit by the net. So liberos are usually the shorter ones.
Okay.
And they can sub in and out like really, like someone can just come off, and I can just hop right back in.
Are you the ones with the mixed color jerseys, the libero?
Yeah, it's a different color jersey.
Yep. I used to watch volleyball. What did you know about that?
By you watching it? Absolutely nothing, because I feel it'd be strange if I knew what you watched before I met you. What is going on with my guy?
I don't really like you today, man. I'm honestly only tolerating you because you were able to hook up this meme between Tatiana and us. But besides that, brother, I really don't want to talk to you.
That's
you
fine, bro.
I'm saying?
I'm okay with that.
I'm glad. I don't want to talk to you after.
Can you not punch me in the chest? You tried to punch me in the chest.
I didn't. I tried to pinch your nipple.
Let me tell you, Tatiana, we were watching our last episode, and I said, man, you like punched me in the chest, like randomly. I don't even know what like the context of it. And he said, I wasn't punching you in the chest. I was trying to pinch your nipple. I said, bro, I would have rather you try to punch me in the jaw. I mean, bro.
But I don't understand it. I love you.
I don't understand. You just said you couldn't stand me. Now you love me.
I mean, you know, you got family members you can't stand, but you love them. You know
what I related to this. You know, our last names are almost identical.
Yeah, so basically.
Isn't that crazy?
My last name is Abrams.
Wait, what's your last name?
He's Abrams, and I'm Abraham.
Oh, snap.
Isn't that crazy?
Basically, his family owned mine, and then when we broke free, we changed our name to Abrams. Okay? No
longer Hans. You're like, I'm going to take your name.
I'm going to botch it. You know what I'm saying?
My name was butchered.
Yeah, so
you don't care about that.
No, I don't care. So training with T app, right? So is like training with T, is that like your hashtag or thing? Is that how people identify you? Like that's your thing?
Yeah, I guess my brand's training with T. That's my company, and I created this Instagram. I used to work at New York Sports Club. I was sitting in the office. I was like, I need an Instagram name. What should it be? I literally just came up with it, and then it just stuck, and it just like rolls off your tongue. So when people see me, they're like, training with T. Like, what's your actual name? I'm like, oh yeah, I should probably put my name on my Instagram. But I'm Tatiana.
Do you have a brand consultant? Like, you have someone that oversees your brand?
Not oversees my brand, but I hired a branding coach. So like right when I first started training with T, I don't know, I just like told him, I'm like, create a logo and all this stuff. And then once I started to scale my business, I was like, ooh, I should probably do something about this. So I hired a branding coach and we just rebranded everything.
How important do you think that is for trainers? Like, cause like I find myself trying to help trainers coach them up, especially like on their personal brand and their business brand, and them kind of like knowing the difference. Like, how important do you think that is?
I think it's so important. I think like as a trainer, people are constantly looking at you, like either your Instagram, in person. Like I felt for a long time pressure to be like so perfect. Even when I was out, like someone would be like, oh, train with tea. What are you eating? I'm like, fries. Like, I wanted to be the best like example as possible. But I think it's really important to separate your personal and your business. So like my personal is private, but I still want to be who I am without not the public watching me. But training with tea is like business, fully public, like come follow my life kind of thing, you know?
Sure. Yeah, sure. How would you, and this is I guess a question for the both of you, but Tatiana, I'm gonna let you take the lead on this. When you think of like a sustainable lifestyle, I know there's a lot of get, like you were talking about, James, and get ripped abs or whatever, or these like 2-3-4 week programs or whatever it may be, or people trying to get summer ready. Mm-hmm. What's your idea or your view on sustainable living? Hey James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, or a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes
it's true. Okay, so why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Question. Yeah. So your idea of a sustainable lifestyle, what are your, I guess, your take on it? And what's, like, if a client came to you, how would you kind of coach them along building some kind of something that's sustainable?
Yeah, that's my goal as a trainer, is just a sustainable lifestyle. And I think that people are always like, it has to be one way or nothing else, like that all out mentality. And I want it to be like, no, you can still work out, you can still be healthy, and you can still have that glass of wine. Have fun with your friends, you know, don't feel upset or guilty after having a night out with your friends. Like, this is life. Like, you have to, and it's really hard. Like, some people don't believe in balance. Some people believe in balance. I think creating a sustainable lifestyle, like I go to the gym. Let's say you go to the gym 4 days a week and the other 3 days you're like, all right, I'm going to live my life and I'm still going to eat healthy, but maybe I'll have a cheeseburger and I'm not going to get upset about it. So I think it's more mentality of the way you think about your life. You're like, okay, how can I make this as sustainable? And, you know, I'm not going to be, oh, full keto, or I'm not going to eat carbs for 1 month. And then you like end up eating carbs and you're like, oh, why am I so bloated? Sure. You know, so just doing something that's healthy for yourself.
What would you say for you was your, like, when you found your groove, like, okay, this is, I know I can keep up with this. I know I can stay committed to this thing, whether it was a certain type of workout style or a certain diet. I hate that word diet, but you know.
Yeah.
I know, same.
But
what do you mean, like keeping steady of sustainable lifestyle?
Sure.
Yeah, so my entire life, that's how I've been. Like, I remember after like a dance recital that I would perform in, my mom would be like, do you want to eat a Big Mac? I'm like, actually, yeah. Like and I didn't feel guilty about it. And like, I, you know, prep for my shows, my competitions, I would eat well, I would feel my body. But if I ate something that wasn't the healthiest, I wouldn't be upset. So I feel like it started at such a young age as an athlete. Like, I was just burning so many calories throughout the day and I was still eating healthy, but I would go out on weekends and drink with my friends, you know? So I wanted to transition into, you know, as we get older, obviously female bodies change. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, I'm teaching others to do it properly. You know, it doesn't have to be like you prep for 30 days straight and you eat salads, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you have your wedding, you eat like shit after your wedding. And now you're like in a complete like downward spiral and you can't stop eating. Like, I wanted to be like, no, eat healthy before your wedding. Sustainable, and then after the wedding, enjoy yourself, and then get work out after the wedding. You know,
see, I like that. Now, I'm gonna tell you another thing I like too is because you got people like Khloe Kardashian right now, right? Who's using like a body app when she takes pictures, a filter. You know what I'm saying? To like tape it. And it's putting so much pressure on women. You know what I'm saying? Especially women. Guys, we got a little pressure too because a lot of the fitness guys are full of steroids, but whatever. But it's like...
It's not nearly as intense for us.
No, it's not. Generally speaking. But it is a little bit, though. I'll piggyback on that. I'll talk about that later. But like, I feel like I'm glad people like you exist because you're able to change the narrative for so many people and say, hey, you don't have to be perfect, but we can work out. Let's have some balance. Let's keep this thing like rolling. You know what I'm saying? Let's be realistic. So I love that, man. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, of course. And I'm really glad that you brought that up with about the Khloe thing, because everyone saw the photo that was released that like she didn't approve. And everyone's like, she looks so good. Like, I think she's having really bad body dysmorphia and she's constantly having this pressure from the media and like everyone around her that she has to be perfect and that like she has to have a filter. And, you know, filters are nice every once in a while, but now I feel like that's all we see. Like, what do you actually look like?
I don't
want to
see
now?
Your picture every time you take a picture with a filter. I'm sorry. I don't want to see it. I want to see your little natural glow, your natural skin. Like, let's see. It's all right to have a little bit of pudge down there. It's okay.
Well, I think the
just a little bit.
I think this is what's different about her and a lot of other people is that it's the idea that I'm not, this isn't a filter. This is who I really am. So when it's revealed that that's not who you really are, it's like, oh shit. You see that I'm a human. I got stretch marks. I got this and that.
And you got scars. It's okay.
But I feel like that's more relatable. Like, I feel like if celebrities showed that, like, we would be like, oh, okay, like, I can have stretch marks and be totally fine with it. Or, like, I don't have to have this beautiful hourglass, like, shaped body. Like, my body is my body. You know, I don't need to do surgery for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the lifestyle I'm living.
I'm with that, man. So let's get into this smash or pass, then we go to explain that pick. So, smash or pass, all right? So that's a little game we play. We be like, whether you like something or you don't like it. Chad actually stole one earlier. We talked about pistol squats, and we know that you do them. So that was one of our smashes. So clearly that would be a smash for you.
You said do.
Yep. So one thing that I've noticed in the fitness industry, speaking of body images and imagery, that women are starting to wear leggings that are purposely designed to curve into their butt, to show their butts off.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I say pass.
Pass. Like, why do you say pass? Like, 'cause they're so popular.
They're so popular. I do not own any of that. I want people to actually embrace what my ass actually looks like.
Okay.
And I don't need like little like curvatures to make it look like a peach when, you know, it looks like how it looks. That's it.
It's a nice ass. You know what I'm saying? This the ass, all right? It ain't going to be perfect, okay?
You still got the receipt?
Shut up.
For yours? Yeah. Shut up. The second thing we had, since I ruined the pistol squat thing, is Sweet Sweat.
How do you feel about Sweet Sweat? Smash or pass?
Are you familiar with the Sweet Sweat? The idea of like a waist training?
No, not the waist training thing.
You're talking about the second.
The actual, it's a cream you put on. It makes you sweat more.
Let's pass.
Pass, yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Why is that a pass?
So I'm saying it's a pass because one, you have no idea what chemicals you're putting on top of your body. Yeah. That's first. And second off, like, I'd rather you go to a sauna or like do a sweat bed than put something on top of your skin and you don't even know what's going to be the reaction on your body.
So we have something in Ohio called the Arnold Classic. It's a huge fitness event. Like so many fitness people. Yeah, international. I'm talking about millions of people are come to Columbus, Ohio for this event. What? Yeah, it's pretty big. Sweet Sweat.
Oh, the Arnold. Yes, I know that. Hello.
Yeah, Arnold. Yeah. So then Sweet Sweat had a booth. And what they did was they would put half of it on someone's stomach and then half of their body. And then they showed like the body heat sensors. And so on the Sweet Sweat side, that person's body would be way hotter than the other side of their body.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah,
I'm a hot box, bro.
Yeah, you sweat naturally.
I'm sweating right now, bro. I have people that'll come to me in the gym and say, "Why after a workout, why are you sweating so much?" As if it was a conscious decision. Like, what? Why are you sweat shaming me?
I want to sweat so much today.
I get sweat shamed.
You get sweat shamed?
I get sweat shamed all the time.
Just say when someone says anything, be like, "No, I'm just sparkling." And they'll stop there.
Here's the issue, Tatiana. Okay, can we break this down real quick? Okay, how exactly am I delivering this?
I'm just sparkling.
Just say it like that.
You're like, first of all, I'm sparkling.
I'm sparkling.
Yes, exactly. Just like that.
First of all, I'm sparkling.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I hear sparkling, I think of like lollipops and marshmallows.
Well, Chad.
Which I like both. But so we also have another segment that allows us to take a dive into your social media, specifically your Instagram. So I grabbed a few photos, and if you could just explain anything you want to share about it, the context of the picture, if it means anything to you, and whatnot. But here's the first one.
Oh, my friends. Those are my fitness friends. We all opened up, we all created our online business together, and it's so fun when we were in the city. We would just work out at least like once or twice a week together.
Nice.
No, those are just fitness friends. Like, do y'all only do fit stuff together? Do y'all only like drink protein shakes and hang out? Or do y'all guys like hang out and do like girlfriend things?
We actually do a lot of fitness things together. Yeah. And then we'll maybe like every quarter of the year, we would do like margaritas after a workout class.
Nice little cheat meal in there. Tacos.
Do you have any vices that you would want to share on?
Advice?
No, vice.
Vices.
Like what sweets, salt, chocolate chip cookies. Like
one of mine is cigars. I love cigars.
Oh.
I also like candy.
And pop.
And I have a lot of ands.
I'm like trying to think what mine is. I don't even know. I guess I like time. Margaritas.
Margaritas? Okay, that's not bad.
All right, this one now, Tatiana, I got to say, you probably could have received any news, bad news in this picture, and it would have paled in comparison to the setting that you're in.
And I'm here. Okay, let's see it.
This is pretty
phenomenal. Oh my God, yes, that is like the most epic trip I've ever had. That was Saint-Tropez. We chartered a yacht, and what was it 2016? I was living my best life.
Saint-Tropez. I've only heard about that in rap songs. No, people really went there.
That was a real place.
It's a real place. I just heard of it in rap lyrics. I don't even
know how to get there.
How do you get there? Where is it at?
I don't even know, bro.
Is it in Mexico? Is it in Spain? Is it where is it
south
at?
South of San Antonio.
Where is it? Tatiana?
In France, in South France.
Oh, man, we way off.
You guys are way off.
Yeah, we're like, we're not even.
No, we're close.
We might be on a different map. You know, so do you have a favorite vacation spot? Favorite places?
I guess that one was definitely my favorite, like top best trips ever. And I think my second would probably just be Florida. And that's why I'm moving down there.
Boom. Nice.
Oh, wait, maybe LA.
Yeah. I like LA too to hang out, but not to live. I like LA.
No, not to live. Just to hang out.
Just to hang out. Definitely cool to hang out.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, bro, the traffic in LA will make you want to commit suicide.
Is it worse than New York?
No, it's not worse.
1,000%
You think it's worse? You think it's worse?
Because of the heat?
It's way worse. Because at least we had, like, people do public transportation. Yeah, there's no public transportation. Or, like, carpool.
Yeah.
In LA, they don't.
There's no public transportation in LA.
It's terrible. Like, it's they have it, but it's not good. And New York, you can get around because you can take the subway, take the trains, you know what I'm saying? Okay, it's like little buses and stuff. But, like,
I wonder if it has to do with the terrain, like not being able to go.
Of course. Probably. Because I don't think they have basements.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be underground during an earthquake.
Exactly.
I don't want to be on top of the ground.
Those tectonic plates.
How does that go?
Tectonic plates be like, and that causes an earthquake. See, that's teach you science every day, bro. I'm a fucking genius.
Oh, man. Got a potty mouth, bro.
Please show this picture.
If it wasn't for the fact that you're smiling in this picture, I would think maybe you're being hazed or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What is it? my transformation photo. So that was me. How old was I? I was 18 years old. I was a college cheerleader. And then now I'm a badass fitness professional.
Hey.
what college?
CW Post. In Long Island, New York.
Can someone explain to me cheerleading shoes? Like you know what I'm saying? As us being a fresh and fit pot, I do not. Why are they always, in my opinion, ugly? Like they're always, they always look like they never look cute.
They're the shoes that if you wore them in any other activity, you probably would get.
You can't wear them in any other activity.
You literally can't. It's just only for cheer. I don't even know why they're so ugly. And I feel like there's probably better shoes out there.
I think so. I'm quite sure they are. But they make them specifically white, white and bubbly. Like, I don't know, bro. They're terrible.
So, Tatiana, there's two things that I really want to know. I want to know your favorite fitness brand, athletic brand. And then also, like, your favorite non-go-to athletic activity. So, yeah, you may lift or run or whatever. But like when you want to break away from the norm and do, I don't know, kayaking or rock climbing or play tennis.
What's up with you in this, man? You've been on this quest to figure out what people like to do for hobbies.
Yeah, man.
Physical hobbies.
Can you let her answer the
question? I'm like trying to think. You guys are going to die. But I'm like, if you ask anyone in like New York City or Queens, like if you have a hobby, like we don't have hobbies because all we do is work. And we literally just like work and then like we go out to drinks and like go out to dinner. So I'm like, my boyfriend is from Long Island and he has hobbies. Like when I started dating him, he's like, oh yeah, I have like all these hobbies. I'm like, a hobby?
What's a hobby?
I'm like, I don't even have one.
Yo, people in New York be busy, bro. Like they have, if you live in New York, first of all, it's expensive as shit.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have three jobs, then something's wrong with you.
That's really true. That's so true. What was the first question? No, my favorite fitness brand?
Yeah.
It would probably be, okay, can I choose two?
Sure.
You can choose as many as you want.
Lululemon and Carbon 38. So Lululemon one, because I just love their clothes and their functionality of it. And it's just like no crazy designs. It's just straight to the point and it lasts for such a long time. And then two is Carbon 38 because it's like female based and a female owned. Every month we would all get together and we'd work out together and they give us free clothes. I was in the Hamptons one time with the owner. I stayed at her house and she literally was the sweetest thing ever. And she was kind of like talking to me about like how she built Carbon 38 and it was so inspirational. So I think the owner is just really inspiring.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yeah. Tatiana, do you have any other tattoos besides the one on your stomach?
Yeah, I have one on my foot that says life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful. Okay. Because we just love tattoos. I was supposed to get a tattoo this morning, but my tattoo artist reflect on me, man.
Oh, no. What were you going to get?
I don't like telling people.
Why? You got to say it now.
Bro, I got you, man. I got you.
What was I going to get?
He was about to get a leprechaun.
No, I was. Stop. See, that's why I don't like talking to you.
Naked leprechaun getting attacked by...
You're fired, okay?
Tweety right. Bird.
So this is what I was going to get. I was going to get Black Panther, the comic book character, and another character named Bishop. Just want to get black comic book characters. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you like talking
about... Because I'm one of the only few black superheroes left. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Go for it.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to represent. That's all.
But you don't want to share it, though. Why don't you want to share it?
I don't know. Because people be like, who the hell is Bishop? I'd be like...
But you're going to have that a part of your body where you have to have that conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to have that conversation. They're going to be like, I've never heard of this Bishop guy. I'm like, he's in Marvel. He's on X-Men. He lives in the future, but he comes to the past. It's a big story.
I sure like that, huh?
I'm such a geek. I know. I love comic books. I'm sorry.
Tatiana, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being here. Well, being here.
Virtually, yes.
Virtually here.
Yeah.
Do you have any anything you want to, outside of your app, any like special events coming up or anything that you... We know you're moving, so that'll be exciting. Do you have a client base already set? Or do you have
yes and no. So I'm flying back from Florida and New York a lot, so I'll still have my clients in New York. But Florida, I mean, I have someone down there. She's just telling everyone I'm coming down and that they want that they should train with me. So, I mean, I have someone speaking for me. But anything exciting coming up, I have my, and it sounds crazy, it's April, but me and my team are prepping up for our 30-day giveaway. It's my 30th birthday in June, so I wanted to, like, go all out. So every day for 30 days is going to be a giveaway.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
You're going to be like Ellen.
Like Ellen, exactly. Yeah. Or Oprah.
Oprah, okay. Yeah.
I like that.
So like, what LA mean with New York being so popular, did you already have the app before the pandemic, or did you start it, like, after?
So, it's so funny. I got asked to have my app in February, and end of February, I was like, all right, fine, let's sign on. And then the pandemic hit, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I have nowhere to film. I'm like, how are we going to release this? Like, it's probably the best thing that happened because, like, everyone's working out from home. But it took longer than expected to release. So I signed February, and we didn't release until end of August.
Yeah. It makes sense because you got to do so many videos, so many movements. You got had a cute outfit on. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know. Yeah, I understand. Make sure your hair popping. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your skin glowing. You know? You wouldn't understand because you don't have no glow about yourself, Chad.
I sparkle.
He just sparkles.
He's sparkling.
You don't even know.
Chad the sparkling Abraham.
They call me the sparkler.
The sparkler. Oh, my goodness.
I got referred to as Smokey today.
Smokey?
Yeah.
Why? Because you always smoke a cigar?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah, bro.
Also, like, the only Smokey I know is Friday.
I've been trying to hang with these guys with their smoking cigar stuff, and then I did a CrossFit workout yesterday, and I could barely breathe.
We've been cycling. I cycle, and then we smoke cigars. So
that's nice.
It's our margarita.
Margarita.
But I can't handle it.
That's how you guys wind down.
I can't handle it, bro. Like, you know, I know you don't inhale. I know you don't inhale.
Everyone isn't built for this, bro. It's okay.
I'm not. I'm built for a lot of things, though.
That's fine, bro.
Yeah.
Taking apart
construction sites.
Yeah, man.
I got you. Well, Tatiana, it's been so great to get to know you, man. You're awesome. Move Better. Train with T. You know what I'm saying? All of those apps. Your Instagram is Train with T, right?
Train with T.
Make sure you guys go follow Train with T. Make sure you guys go ahead, get on that app. Get your booties right. Get your movement right. You know what I'm saying? Because Chad's trying to get a better booty by something.
I ain't lying, bro. Let me say, my waist to booty transition is just not what I want it to be.
What's wrong with this man? He's nuts.
Hey, somebody had to give you a soundbite for the show.
Somebody
had to give you a soundbite.
My waist to butt transition. I don't even understand.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I'm sorry you had to go through this. This show sucks, all right?
What?
This show is terrible, but thank you for being on it. You know what I'm saying?
Tatiana, God bless you. So people can, in real time, get on your app right now.
Yes, they can hop on right now.
Great.
Hey, man, I'm out of here. This show stinks. You know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of working with you. I'm over it.
Your attitude stinks.
We could do so much better, Chad, if you were more professional.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
You're getting blasted, Sparkles.
Oh, your name's gonna be Sparkles from now on. Tatiana, his name is Sparkles. That's it. That's it, Sparkles.
Tatiana, you're gonna get an invoice. I don't know. If this pops, pun intended, if this pops,
a Sparkles,
you're gonna look back on this day and be like, man, I wish I had a cool nickname.
I'm glad my nickname isn't Sparkles, though, sweetheart.
I don't know if I like being called sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
See how he does this?
It's happening again.
I think it's the pre-workout kicking in.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's the bulletproof coffee.
Tatiana, thank you again.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much,
safe
guys.
Safe travels. To Miami.
Yes, man.
Thank you.
We love it. You inspired me to be a better trainer right now. I'm telling you, man, take my stuff more serious, bro. I'm gonna drop an app.
Take my stuff more serious, bro.
I'm gonna drop an app. And you don't take me serious as a trainer, bro, because when I trained you, you didn't listen to me very well.
He's, I don't know what he's doing right now. I have no idea what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? You told me you fired me as a trainer. You know why you fired me? Because you suck. You would leave the gym and go get Taco Bell.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't fire him.
No, you went to Taco Bell right after.
No. He's making it seem like I did this all the time.
But have you not done it?
Yes, I've done it before.
Okay. Have you also showed up to the gym after eating Dunkin' Donuts?
No. I've showed up to the gym eating.
Done.
Yeah, I've done that before. In the gym, warming up, doing high knees, eating a donut.
Oh my gosh!
Let me tell you something.
I would literally just make you do 150 burpees after seeing that. I'd be like, yeah, just see how you feel.
You know what though? I performed really well in that particular workout because I had all that sugar rush.
You had your sugar high. You were spiked up. You had carbs.
And you were sparkling.
And I was sparkling. I sparkled all over that damn mat.
Sugar in your tank.
The gym was
sugar
ready.
On your skin.
It was full of sparkles.
Oh, I'm out. This show is crazy.
Tatiana, it's past his bedtime.
Thank you so much, Tatiana.
All right, thank you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, man, you suck.